Everything Alternative 99X 853. So people are very upset that a caller gave away one of the facts of the Harry Potter book. Listen to this. This is thousands of unsuspecting motorists have been saved from learning how the latest Harry Potter book ends by quick-thinking officials. A banner revealing the outcome of the latest installment, where the headmaster dies, of the adventures of the boy wizard, was hung from a Shropshire footbridge yesterday morning. Shocked motorists reported the banner, which the council took down on health and safety grounds.
So people are spoiling this book all over the place.
Alice!
Hey!
What's up, baby?
I'm a little mad at y'all.
Now, why would you be mad at me?
Because I'm only halfway through the book.
So there's so many more adventures to be, to learn about than just the headmaster dying.
But yeah, but the last book someone died in, and I didn't have to hear about it on the radio before it happened.
Will that honestly ruin it for you?
Yes, it sure does.
Well, maybe you should be writing to J.K. Rowling. She keeps killing off your lovable characters.
I know, that's her fault.
But it would have been better to hear about it through the book.
I know.
I think we saved you a lot of time.
Absolutely.
No, you sure didn't.
Maybe you should bust out a Tom Clancy book. Something written by adults for adults.
Look at Humpty Dumpty got put together because they couldn't put him back together.
Hey, now. It's a very, very good book.
Yes.
Go off talking about this. It's just a children's book. I thought so, too, before I started reading it.
Absolutely. I love the adventures of preteen wizards. I mean, who doesn't?
Okay.
The headmaster, I relate.
It's a very good book, though. You get caught up in it.
Look, if I had a dollar for every boy I dressed up as Harry Potter before I molested him, I'd have $5.
Very funny, guys.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I am curious about that because I haven't read any of the books, so I don't know what it's about. But I do know it is, like you said, about preteen wizards, and I keep hearing people say, no, it's a good adult book. How can that possibly be an adult book about preteen wizards?
People want to give away more of the book, and I won't put them on. I'm not putting on people who want to give more
specific. You're very responsible, Fred Toucher.
I'm not doing that. Amanda, hello.
Hello.
What's up, Sugar Plum?
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm dropping my son off at school.
Tell your son that the headmaster dies.
He's worried about it. It's me who's very irritated right now.
You're the adult and your son doesn't care, but you care?
Well, my son is only 3, so.
Oh, okay.
When I was 3, I was reading Naked Lunch.
Well, I'm sorry.
Right. I was reading Naked Lunch actually yesterday. It's by far the dirtiest thing I've ever read in my entire life.
Really?
There's like stuff that you couldn't even come up with. It's so dirty. Amanda.
Yes.
So you're angry at me?
I'm very angry. I just finished the 5th book last night. I was rereading it. I was going to buy the 6th one today and start it, and now I don't even want to read it.
Oh, sure you do. There's so many adventures. How many pages is it? 350 or something?
I think it's close to 800.
Oh, Jesus. Well, what? You're telling me that one thing is going to ruin 800 pages of book?
Yes. This is a very beloved character.
You are nutty. You are nuttier than a fruitcake. Here's our general manager.
Our general manager who
is very angry.
This is Mark Grenier, who is not going to have a good day today.
No,
you are so much that, trouble.
You're going to get
sued.
Oh, no,
sued. I'm not going on the air. I'm not getting involved with this. You guys dig yourselves out and hear me.
Mark Grenier. All the emails to you.
Right, mRenier at 99x.com.
mRenier at 99x.com.
Why are you pulling me aside?
mRenier at 99x.com is the one who let this go, was the one who told us the ending
of
the book.
And Wally's the show producer, so he'll be the one that gets fired.
Ooh, okay. Oh. Colton makes a good point. Colton, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that I wrote the book and I knew beforehand that Dumbledore died. I finished it Sunday, but there's no point. That's the whole point is getting up to how things happen, and he's not even the main focus in parts of the book.
Oh well, there you go.
See,
there's
we didn't
many
spoil
more.
Anything.
There's many more. What did he just whisper to you?
Oh, it has nothing to do with this.
No.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. Honest, truthful.
Okay.
He wants to see you after the show.
No, it has absolutely nothing to do with this.
All right. I guarantee you we're going to get in
face,
trouble.
Why is your face all red?
I just get a stupid look on my face when it looks like I could be lying, but I'm honestly not lying.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen because, it's been in the paper and everything. 99X is up for sale, all right? It's like a $2.1 billion deal. Mark's going to sit us down. the guy who was going to buy the station, he's reading Harry Potter, and now he's not going to buy it anymore. And, I'm going to have to take some action. I'm telling you, you guys think that stuff like that doesn't happen? Yeah. That's exactly how it happens.
Someone else gets suspended this time.
I should get suspended. I'm the one who let the call through. I'm the one who's been exploiting it. I'll get suspended. If you want to fire me, too, you can fire me. Please do it this year, though, because that would be a good time to do it. I swear to God I won't bring up Harry Potter anymore. I'm getting sick of reading about it. I've gotten over 100 emails today. Today alone, over 100. They're all positive for the most part, but this one's pretty funny. This one's from Kim Smith, and I want to know if you're like in sales or an accountant or something, if you get emails like this at your work. Subject is jerk.
Yeah.
I think it's crappy that you ruined the ending for everyone who's still reading the newest Harry Potter book. Whether you like the stories or not, there are millions who do. No kidding, really? I was unaware of the phenomenon. If you don't like the stories, just don't talk about them. It is that easy. Well, it's a big news story. I didn't bring it up. You seem to have had it in your mind that just because you don't like something, it's lame or whatever. Well, if I don't like something, of course I find it lame. I get so tired of hearing you force your opinions on others. That is true. I do that. Had I not already finished the book, I would be even more disappointed that you did that.
Had I not already finished it.
She's done. Why is she mad at me?
That's beautiful.
Some of us do like to find things out for ourselves. You are such a jackass! Says there at the end.
This guy, Josh Trahan, just emailed us. Thanks to you, I'm going to every chat room that involves Harry Potter and saying that the headmaster dies. and they kick me out each time. I get cussed out by 25 to 30-year-olds.
I know. Everyone's so upset just because... All right, well, that's going to do it for talking about that, because I'm starting to bother myself with these songs. All right, but Kim Lichtenstein is here. She's been kind enough to wait for an hour, and we will talk to her after Jane's Addiction.